Welcome to Croxley Green Baptist Church Sermon Podcast.
Thank you for that, Rick. Whoever. It's going to be one of those weeks. You're going to have to forgive me, because there's something I've always wanted to do at church, and I've never had the opportunity to do it. And that is to have a bit of fun. Well, no, I've had fun before, but this is really fun. There's a song that came out when I was young by a little band called Aerosmith. Okay, now, some of the older folk in the church might remember Aerosmith. A little bit wild, but they had this song that I thought was brilliant. And it requires a little bit of help. It requires some air guitars. Okay? Now, who here thinks they are good at doing an air guitar? Come on up. There we go. And Oscar, come on up. That's great. Was that a hand? Yeah, go on then. Tyrese, you can come up as well. Basically, if you don't know what an air guitar is, this is where you pretend that you are the rock star and you play the song. And as part of camp, we tend to have a little bit of competition. Are you coming too, Ginny? Good. Come on up. Do you know what to do for an air guitar? You pretend you're playing a guitar like this. Yeah? Okay. That's it. You can help me. Yeah? Great. Camp's all about having a bit of fun, a little bit of competition. So I want us to see which one of these, obviously it's going to be me, has the best air guitar impression as we listen to a short clip from Aerosmith. So here we go. Get ready. Go on, really go for it. God, that's it. A bit more. No, you can't fight each other. Give each other a bit of room. That's it. Go on. Is anyone actually playing the right notes, Alan? See, this is air guitar at its best. That's it. Oh, yes, Tyrese. Whew. They're going everywhere. Whew. Fantastic. Right. Dive again. Well, give them a round of applause. That's it. A little bit of fun. But whenever I listen to that song, although it's called Walk This Way, I often hear it as Walk His Way. Walk His Way. And that's what I want you to think about this morning. And for those at camp, I want you to think about this for the whole week, about walking His way. Jesus, we've just heard, has called. God, I'm out of breath. I did a half marathon the other day and I was fine. This is hard work. Oh, I don't know. These guys did brilliant air guitar. We've just heard this wonderful story about how Jesus walked up and he picked a bunch of nobodies. I think what's important you understand is that those disciples, those fishermen, were the lowest of the low in society. They weren't clever people by any stretch of the imagination. They dropped out of school as early as they could. They will have followed their fathers onto the boats, and they were fishermen. That's what they knew. They were good at that, but ask them to do anything else, and they probably couldn't do it. The other thing about the fishermen was they probably were not the most polite people, shall we say. A friend of mine once spent 3 months on a boat because he decided that would be a good job, because he figured he could earn loads of money, because you get paid quite a lot to go on a fishing boat, actually, because it's really hard work, and you have nowhere to spend it because you're on a boat for 3 months. And he went and did that for about 3 months. Never again, because he had a horrible time, because he got seasick, and everything. It was an absolute disaster. But one of the things that he said was he didn't realise quite what it would be like to be with those fishermen. He had grown up as a Christian lad, he had grown up in church, he kind of was a nice bloke. And it wasn't that these men were not nice, it was just they lived a totally different life. A life that was so alien to him. So Jesus comes along and he picks the nobodies, the people that nobody really gave a second thought to unless they were going there to buy their fish. And he doesn't just say, hey, come and follow me. He shows them something absolutely amazing, okay? Now, in the story, it's kind of brushed over. The Bible tries to pack in so much stuff in a relatively short period of time. But just imagine it. You're on a boat with a fishing net. You've fished all night long, and you've not caught much, if anything. Then you go out with this man, and he says, right, just put your nets out. and see what you catch. And they catch so many fish. Now, say, these fishermen, they might not have been clever, they might not have been bright, but they knew how to fish. They'd been out there all night, and they knew there were no fish to be caught. They knew that. And yet here they are hauling their nets in with so many fish. It was probably the most amazing thing they had ever seen in their entire lives. It was like the catch of the season. I've got another friend who catches fish. He goes out, sits by the lakes with fishing rod, and he sometimes I get these pictures that I see on Facebook. And I'm not joking, sometimes he catches these fish, and they really are about this big. They are amazing. They are huge. And they're in these, you know, the ponds where you go and you can fish, and they're kept there, and you put them back and everything. That's done fairly humanely. But they're pretty amazing. But these fishermen, they caught so many fish that their nets were breaking. Everything that they knew had changed. I want to ask you, what is the most amazing thing you have ever seen? I like Star Wars, you might have figured that out already. What's the most amazing thing you have ever seen? Any shouts on what's the most amazing thing? You can answer it, it's okay. Anyone? No one's seen anything amazing? Oh, you guys need to go out and explore. Was there a sort of a hand there? What have you seen that was amazing? Do you want to say? Or not? No? What's the most...
I saw two baby deers fighting at the side of the road.
Two baby deers having a scrap at the side of the road? Yeah? On one level, that is quite amazing. Yes? A gymnast doing a backflip. Like, yeah, on a hard floor. Yeah. Have you ever watched something like the Olympics and what those gymnastics people can do? It's incredible, isn't it? The way they can move their body and do it. And like the one that I always find amazing is that horse thing. I don't know what you think, I'm not a gymnast. That horse thing that they go on and they have their hands on the handles on it and then they swing, I can't do it. They swing their legs around underneath their hands and somehow they don't fall off. It seems to defy gravity. They seem to be able to spin around and it's so amazing. What about looking up sometimes? I was out running the other night and I looked out at the moon. So amazing. It was so incredible. Just here in Croxley, just the other night, I was up near the top shops and I looked up and there was this bright, bright moon. Incredible. There are some amazing things that we can see. Now, of course, for some of you, the most amazing things you've seen are personal. They're things that you have experienced and they will have moved you. They will have made you think, wow. I remember, obviously, the birth of my kids. That was an amazing experience. It made me go, wow. But here, the disciples, they weren't the disciples yet, they had not seen anything quite like this. And they saw these fish just jumping into their nets, filling their nets to the point of breaking. And it changed them. It made them think, hang on a minute. And in fact, Simon's response, he comes, as Lisa said, he becomes Peter later. He literally falls to his knees and says, go away from me, for I am a sinful man. Simon knew that this man Jesus was incredible. He knew that he was special, but he knew that he himself was sinful. He knew that he wasn't good enough to follow Jesus. Now, I don't know about you, but I feel like that sometimes when I think about Jesus. This amazing man, this man who did so many amazing things. He died on the cross for me. He saved me. He put me right with God again. I feel like falling down on my knees and saying, go away from me, Jesus, for I am sinful. But Jesus doesn't want that. He doesn't want us to stay on our knees saying we're not good enough. We can't follow you because we don't cut it. We're not clever enough. We're not smart enough. We're not good enough. Actually, Jesus comes along to him and says, look, Peter, don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. And I imagine that there's Peter on his knees begging Jesus to leave him. And actually, Jesus reaching down and giving his hand and saying, come on, Peter, Simon at that point, come on. I've got something amazing for you to do. All you need to do is walk in my way. Follow me, and I will do amazing things through you. Simon Peter thought he was worthless. thought that nobody would want him. And yet Jesus says, there is a hope for you. There is a purpose for what you want to do. And again, the Bible reading that we had, it simply says, not only did Simon, but all of them there, they left everything and followed him. These men, they lived from one day to the next. Their whole livelihood was in these nets and in their boat. To abandon it and leave it just where it was and follow Jesus was a huge risk. What if Jesus was wrong? What if Jesus was a fraud or somebody they couldn't trust? But they saw something in Jesus and said, do you know what? We're going to let go of these nets, let go of our livelihood, the things that matter to us, and we're going to follow Jesus. Wherever he leads us, whatever he asks us to do, we are going to try and walk in his way. And so this week, I want to encourage you, particularly those of you that are here at camp, listen for Jesus. We're going to be talking about him. We're going to be talking about this life of Simon and how Jesus kept on chipping away at Simon, saying, look, I want you to follow me. But Jesus keeps chipping away at each of us too, all of you here today, saying, come on, follow me. Walk in my way. Walk his way. And maybe you just want to hold on to this today. What are you going to do this week to walk in his way? How are you going to live for Jesus? And if you don't know that, if you don't know what it means to walk with Jesus, come and talk to somebody here at church. Ask one of your brigade leaders that are here with you if you're with brigades. If you're an adult and you don't know, come and talk to one of us and ask us how we can walk in his way, because Jesus is calling all of us to follow him. Thank you. Lisa, I think we're going to... Is it singing?
I think we might move on to our game.
Oh, excellent.
We do lots...